The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, the red button is on. It's lit. We're on the air. I want to say hey to all my friends out there that are our regular listeners, and high five to all the new ones. We got a super duper show for you today. Our show is going to be all positive energy. We've got my friend, the positive energy man himself, the human performance mentor, Michael Cooper. He's with us for the whole show. It's going to be all about you. It's going to be stuff that you can learn today, and you're going to be able to use the stuff you learned today to make your life better right now. What's Michael going to do? He's going to give me a session. I'm not even sure what a session is, but we're going to find out today. We got Wanda running the show. We got Michael helping me make it interesting. And of course, you've got my fabulous shirt. So make sure you're on Facebook, you're watching us. You can see my shirt. You can see me and Michael. Maybe Wanda will even make a guest appearance. And talking about Wanda, I'm going to toss it to Wanda. And we'll be right back as soon as Wanda's done. We're going to have music that you can, listen to me. Information you can use to make your life better today. Stick with us, because I'm a fireball. This is where they tell you who I am. What am I?
Fireball.
All right. Now that we got the good part out of the way, we got the beginning out of the way. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means. Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. Gosh darn, you're part of the family, for goodness sakes. Always the best price. Always the best service. You even get a personal assistant for 4 years. Always Warren Henry. And now we're going to hear a little bit more about who I really am.
I'm the best. You've ever had.
That's right.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, Sandra Goldstein is just one of the top professionals in real estate that you ever want to meet. Give her a call. Hey, and when you're looking to do a mortgage and it just doesn't fit inside the box, your bank is just not really going to give you what you need, what do you need to do? You need to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm figuring out how to get this message. Can you see me there, Wanda? 305-773-6300. Wanda's zooming in on Facebook to give the number out. I wish you could see Wanda's face. It's absolutely awesome. Wanda and I were at the baseball game about a week or two ago, and we had the best time. Wanda, we're going to have to bring our hats in Maybe next week we'll wear our Marlins hats. Hey, if your loan doesn't fit in the standard box, if you want between $1 and $15, $20 million, private money, we've got that too. Argentinian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, heck, we'll even finance an American. Did a short sale, we'll finance you too. So give me a call at, I'm holding it up for the folks on Facebook, 305-773-6300. The number again is 305-773-6300. That gets you direct to me, and when you call me, it's all about you.
When Cliff Floyd joined the Fish family, he showed fans a versatile set of skills. Whether he was knocking out 31 homers and collecting 103 RBI with a team-leading 317 batting average, or whether it was robbing an impressive 27 bags in a single season, join us on August 13th for the next All-Star Saturday when your Miami Marlins host the American League Chicago White Sox. The first 5,000 fans receive an All-Star bobblehead of Marlins outfielder Cliff Floyd, presented by Rico. Purchase your tickets today at Marlins.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the on-air button is on, and that means you must be able to hear me on the radio. I know the folks on Facebook have been listening and enjoying the behind-the-scenes look as well. Hey, if you want to see what's going on, you want to see my funny shirt, check us out on the Freed on Business, or is it Jim Freed Facebook page? I don't know. Go on Facebook, look for Jim Freed. You'll see my shirt. You'll know you're on. We're here with Michael Cooper. He is the man, the myth. He's the legend. He's going to give me a performance, a human performance mentorship session here on the show. We're going to talk about... I don't know what, really, but before we get started, I just want to give, we're talking about the Marlins, it's Cliff Floyd bobblehead night. My Cliff Floyd memory, I remember, I think it was his first time up as a Marlin. He came up, he hit the ball, it was a shot, a late inning pinch hit shot, right down the right field line. I said, holy cow, no one hits it out of the Pro Player Stadium like that, and I think it might have even been raining. The guy was a stud, so high five to the Marlins for honoring Cliff Floyd, one of the true, real, original, homegrown Marlins stars that we had here on the team. Now, Wanda's fidgeting around with Facebook, and while she does that, we're going to bring on Michael Cooper. Michael, for the Facebook folks, fist bump. All right. Now, Michael, first, I also want to say high five to the folks. We've got a couple people that have texted us in that they're listening into the hospitals. We've got people in the ICU at Mount Sinai. High five to the folks in the ICU at Mount Sinai Hospital. Also to the folks in the regular unit up at Aventura. Michael, that's it. It's all about you now, my man. So we've been hanging out all afternoon. We had a great run around town. We had a great Cuban lunch at our favorite place that Brewster Kell turned us on to. And now it's going to be all about you. And tell me. Well, just get started. What's the first thing you want to ask me?
Well, it's about what Bruce said last time we were together. It's about them, remember?
Okay.
It's about the other person.
Well, that's right. Well, everybody listening, we're gonna come in. We're going to talk about a bunch of topics, and Michael's going to use me as a kind of a foil to give a bunch of great tips about how to really excel in life, take it to the top of whatever your ceiling is, and then exceed it. Right, Mike?
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. That's what I'm all about, exceeding my
ceiling.
Well,
it's going after finding the people. You know, you have all these people that are good out there in the world, right?
Yeah.
The real estate people that are good, the salespeople that are good, the car salesmen that are good, everyone, there's lots of good in those circles, and then we're looking for the best of the good and going at the best of the best. So what I want to do is find guys like you who want to go beyond the best, but it's about giving them the psychological tune-up, right? The mindset in order to take it to that next
level. Well, one of the things that I found is that as you get higher and higher up the elevator or up the ladder, if you will, your biggest enemy becomes your own mind.
Absolutely.
And so what I've tried to do is to harness my mind and allow me to break through all of the boundaries that I've been subjected to artificially and personally over time. And in fact, after the last show, you and I got, in fact, the way that this all transpired, I was on the way back from a show.
Yeah.
You gave me a call. Why don't we talk a little bit about what you said?
That was an awesome call.
Well, tell us about it.
Well,
tell me what happened.
I wanted to reach out, you know, obviously just say hello.
Sure.
Not knowing what was going to happen on that call.
No. This was an absolute.
It was just, you know, let's
friends.
Just,
it friends, was friends.
Friends. Just wanted to reach out. And it turns out you were going through a situation, a challenge, right?
Yes.
A little bit emotionally hijacked.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I
in
did.
That moment we talked about, you know, the challenge or the obstacle is not really your enemy. What was your enemy? What do we talk about?
Me.
Well, what about you?
Me, my ability to not focus on the issue and to just let it go because the person or the situation was hijacking me. It was making me do what the people involved wanted me to wanted them. I was doing their bidding.
Yeah, so you're going to get people that are out there, and you can get an email, you can get a text, somebody can give you a phone call, you bump into someone on the street, whatever. We're bombarded by all kinds of things. And
even TV, ambient TV, wherever it is when you're in a waiting room.
Everywhere.
And it changes your focus.
Yes, but what we talked about on that call was basically that it wasn't this situation you were going through that was the actual enemy. Your reaction to it was the enemy. So we all have this reactive nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we become reactive, the emotions take over, we're not thinking rational, and we start to do things that the emotions can push us to do that can produce something negative. Instead of saying calm, instead of saying relax, instead of understanding that it's my reaction that's the enemy, I'm going to stay calm and I'm going to think about what my purpose is in this situation.
There's a dirty word in business. It's called impulsive.
Yeah, we definitely all like to make impulsive moves.
Okay, but it's a dirty word.
Yeah, well, the thing is, most of us are taking action without thinking first. So we take action and then we regret the consequences rather than thinking this through first. But see, cause and effect, right? Between that state, between that space between stimulus and response, so you got stimulated by something.
So I was on a freaking merry-go-round about the thing.
I know you were. So basically,
still fighting that.
We get stimulated
right
so
now.
Between that space between stimulus and response, we have an opportunity to either restrict the temptation of doing the dark thing than doing the negative thing, which everybody wants you to just lash out and do.
And oh, by the way, it's just a beast heading downhill. It's consuming.
Oh, it's horrible. It's a wrecking ball.
It's horrible.
So we need to take a couple deep breaths, relax, and tell ourselves, you know, my reaction is the enemy. My reaction is the enemy. And I just need to focus on what's the right thing for me to do here. This situation, this person, what they said to me or what they're doing, they're not my enemy. My reaction to it is, and what's the proactive thing for me to do?
I found a solution.
Well, you did find a solution. How long did it take you when we were on that phone call?
Well, on the phone call, I came up with a bunch of ideas, and then I took one of the ideas, and on Monday, that was on Thursday, on Monday, I effectuated the solution, and I've been implementing the solution on that issue since that time, and what I decided I was going to do was to simplify the situation and release it and allow somebody else to handle it for me.
Yeah, but when I called you,
yeah,
you were emotionally hijacked.
Oh,
you were in a low state.
I wouldn't have wanted to have be on next to you on I-95 at that moment.
Well, I stayed patient and calm with you, which
this
is what
is
we
the
have
way
to
you
do
stayed.
As a, yes, well, this is what we have to do as leaders. We need to know how to lead others from the state of mind that they're in into a state of mind that's going to be positive, that's going to be prospering, that's going to be love, compassion. You know, where when I first called you, there was a negative energy, which I felt through the phone. I was able to pick this up.
Dude, the people, if we had a space station on Mars, they could feel it.
So I was able to stay calm and patient because you were ready to get off the phone.
Ready to get off the phone. I was ready to get out of my car.
Right. You're ready to,
ready to go kill somebody. Well, not kill somebody, but do some damage.
Right. No, don't do that.
I would never do that. I'm not a really hurtful, damaging person. No matter what we did this afternoon.
Right. But within seconds, we were able to talk. Okay. And I showed the love, the compassion, and the pureness of heart that I have to transform people's lives by transforming their thinking. Right. And I was able to lead you from an emotionally hijacked state within a couple seconds into a peaceful state, and you had probably a more productive day leading up after that.
Beyond that, I've been able to use the behavior modification stuff that you helped me to learn there, and I've caught myself implementing it in other situations. And somebody earlier this week said, you know, wow, it seems like you're less impulsive. And I go, well, I had a friend that told me that the impulse was my enemy.
Well, the reaction is your enemy.
Well, okay, but the impulse to make the reaction.
It's good to act, you know, on impulse, but it's a matter of understanding what's my purpose in life. I have all these different areas of my life, professionally, relationships, health, you know, all these different areas that we have spiritually that we're not 100% connected to. But once I am very clear on who I be as a person and how I want to do it, then I'm gonna produce a specific result. But there's a lot of drifters out there in the world because they're not purposeful in the things that they do. They're not thinking about it first and making meaningful action. So then things like what you went through happen all the time.
Yeah, well, what I try to do is I try to now in the last, I'll just have to say it, the last week I've been working hard to stay focused. We've had the guys on talking about mindfulness and staying present in the certain circumstance.
Yeah, yeah.
And the things that were getting me angry were things that were going to potentially transpire in the future. And it was based on my experiences in the past, but there was nothing current that was happening until somebody activated the whole thing. And when they tied the whole bow together, it was very difficult for me to fight against all of that momentum.
Yeah.
But what you did was you helped me to switch the momentum. You switched the momentum into a different direction. And in fact, instead of going in the wrong direction, you started to use the same energy. What am I doing here? You used the same energy to take me into the appropriate direction. So what we did was we rechanneled. You see, I always have this thing that the reaction is a chemical response in my brain that once it gets going, I can't stop it. But if I can take that chemical reaction and redirect it and have the same energy, but make it instead of a negative energy, a positive energy, then that's how I can break through my personal performance ceiling. Is that correct?
That's correct. So that's the thing.
Oh, well, we got to do a fist bump there. There we go. People need to be watching this.
They are. They're listening.
I know. They're having a great time. I've got a shirt for TV today.
Everything you're talking about is 100% correct. So all of us have automatic suggestion, right? We go through different situations. We've been learning things. We've been having all kinds of thoughts, ideas, images that have been impressed on us through our whole lives.
Oh, a great example. You drive on the highway. You think you know what the person's going to do. Then they confound you.
That's kind of what we experienced today driving together.
Well, we're in Miami, bro. You experience that every 15 seconds in Miami. But instead of getting aggravated because you're projecting what the person does and they don't do it, just let them go. And this is what we usually say after traffic. So we'll hold that till after traffic. Just let the guy go. It's his problem, not yours, is what I usually say.
Yeah, well, it's like when we start to think about the thinking process that we go through. Now, we all have habitual thinking. We all have thoughts that we just go to. It's automatic.
Well, it's the way that the brain works.
Well, it's how you trained yourself.
Well,
to work.
The stuff connects.
Well, of course.
When you watch the stuff about Alzheimer's, it's you're learning things. It puts it together. And if your brain builds these connections, it also has to build different connections or the thoughts will travel along the electron. Right. Well, sorry, I'm not a neurosurgeon. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
We are creating this life that we're experiencing 100% based on what we're thinking about. So in the first 10 years of our lives, we have our parents, coaches, teachers, you know, all kinds of things that are impressing on us. And we don't know what to accept or reject or neglect. We're like sponges.
Well, that's why we do the whole thing about Lauren's kids. Oh, we've got to do a break. We got to do a break. Wanda's giving. This is going by too fast, Michael. I'm going to need another session. So stick with us. Michael's going to talk to me more about the things that are going on in my head. Probably a lot of the things that go on in your head. It's how he teaches and trains the leaders of our society, places from athletic teams to corporate leaders across the country in Fortune 50 companies. We got Michael Cooper, Human Performance Mentors. Mentoring me. He's going to mentor you. We'll be back with more information you can use today to make your life better now. Wanda, it's yours. Got me there, Wanda. I was dancing there, Wanda. I'm a little bit out of breath, but that's the way I like it. When I'm reading about my buddies at Warren Henry, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. If you're walking on sunshine, you should be driving in a Warren Henry. Hey, you've got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. They'll pick you up and drop you off in your own car. Hey, you even get a personal assistant that'll do just about anything you need anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. We got to get Michael as a member of the Warren Henry family, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, you looking for a mortgage? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You need a commercial loan? I can handle that. You need debt or equity? I can handle that. You need a home loan? Oh boy, I can handle that too. I work with Bob and Milvie over at Spectrum Mortgage. They've been at it for 25 years. I've known them for 10. You know, I'm learning more and more that getting a mortgage in today's world, either residential or commercial, is more than just a process management situation. It is now fully a craft. You need somebody that knows the ins and outs and how to manipulate your situation to make it look just right so that when the people are reviewing your circumstances, they will give you the best loan possible. Hey, Argentinian, Colombian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, heck, even if you're an American, we can get you a loan. Credit score is a little low? I can help you. Did a short sale? Not really a problem. It just means that we'll have to work a little harder. But who do we work hard for? We work hard for you. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Wanda's zooming in on Facebook right now. 305-773-6300. And you give me a call. We've got the best non-resident alien lending programs in town. And we got great programs for U.S. residents and people just like you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 and let me help you reach your dreams, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, I love the way they go, that beep, 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 right there. I get to wave my hands and really get all fired up. Hey, before we get started with this segment, I want to make sure that the folks that are regular listeners that aren't really in their homes today, that they get a special shout out. We've got a regular listener. I got an email earlier today that's in the ICU at Mount Sinai. I want to give hugs and kisses out to the ICU in Mount Sinai. Mwah. And I want to also give a beautiful hug and lots of love up to the folks that are listening to us up in Aventura Hospital as well. And now we're back with my buddy, Michael. Can I call you my buddy?
Of course you can.
Oh, I love you, man.
I want you to allow me
Michael
to give
Cooper,
them
the human performance mentor. You're on.
Thank you. Well, I want you to allow me to give them a little takeaway.
Go.
From the first segment.
Go.
So when you're faced with challenges and obstacles, which you're going to be faced with challenges and obstacles for the rest of our lives, right?
Sure. Well, that's what life is all about.
Exactly. Well, remember that your reaction to any of these challenges and obstacles that you're going through in your life is really your enemy. It's not the challenge or the obstacles. And you really want to calm yourself. Go for a walk, take a walk around
easy.
The building, whatever you need to do. And just allow yourself to get into a calm space so that way you can think about solutions, right? When we agonize, we're not producing solutions, right? We're just producing more things to agonize about.
Yeah, actually what I like to try to do is switch my focus, and it's exactly what I do. I would go out when I get over the top,
yeah,
or I just look and say it's been an hour and a half, 2 hours, I get up. I walk outside. I got my office in the Grove. I walk up and down some of the most beautiful streets. When I'm in Wynwood, I try to dive, avoid the dive bombing pesticide planes. but always when I'm stressed, you're absolutely right. You have to push away. You have to change your mindset and then come back fresh.
Okay, so stress. So what are some of your most pressing concerns?
Well, gee, come on. My wife needs a kidney transplant. That's beyond a day. That's very difficult. And
sure.
Every time I have to make a decision, I have to wonder if this is the right decision. And there's usually four or five different choices to make. And you figure every one of them is a life threat and a life-changing decision. So it ramps up the situation higher and higher and higher and higher. It's very difficult.
And what other things?
Well, I'm also going through a career transition where I'm going from working for the big fancy mortgage company downtown to being on my own, bringing my, you know, high-end expertise to everybody.
Okay, so you have a lot of different things going on in your life. You have a lot of different aspects of your life that you're putting your energy into.
Yeah, it's really dispersed. And, well, each time it's 150 degrees there.
Right, well, how clear are you, okay, as far as what your purpose is in every single one of these areas of your life?
Well, I'm very clear. I have a plan and an understanding and a goal in mind and a process that I'm trying to work to get to the goal that I want to achieve.
Okay, and how much time are you spending building the self-image, right? A very clear image from the inside in the invisible. First needs to be created in the invisible. Very crystal clear.
Do I have to answer all these questions?
Yeah.
Okay, the answer under that question is I spend a lot of time working hard to build the self-image that I want to project, and I'm not there yet.
Okay, so that's
that's an honest answer. Mm-hmm. I work every day to redefine and polish and evolve as a person, as a business person, as a husband, in all the different silos of responsibility I have. I want to evolve and do a better job tomorrow than I did today. Every one of them. That's not easy.
Yeah, and there's a very famous quote. It's, you know, day by day in every way, we're becoming better and better.
Oh.
And that's something that every single one of you, well, you could email me could that write that down day by day in every way. I am becoming better and better. And you have to believe that, though. Day by day in every way, I am becoming better and better. I am becoming a better husband.
That.
I am becoming a better, you know.
Well, then what you have to
wife,
do is you say
I am becoming
really
a better athlete. I am becoming a better salesperson. I am becoming a better service person. And what most people need to understand is that how are you serving a higher purpose? It's not just about me. It's about we.
Actually, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this with Bruce and with you. Yeah. You know, my whole thing is about helping people achieve their personal self-aspirational goals. So that's what the show's about. That's why I always say we're going to have something right away that's going to help you do better and have a better life today. And then I work real hard to deliver that. That's why it's Freed on Business, not Freed on Real Estate. And my goodness, it should probably be Freed on You. But yeah, that would kind of look weird.
Well, there's a lot of people who have a lot of knowledge, right? And I always talk about, especially when I'm working with these top leaders, these influencers of the world who have an influence on the outcome of a lot of people.
Oh, no. We talked about this. You're dealing with people that feed millions of people every day and clothe them and help them have transportation. And we'll just leave it at that because I know you can't talk about a lot of your clients.
Well.
But good. Huh?
It is good. Well, it's finding out, you know, exactly what it is that they want to significantly impact in this world. Like, what is it that you want to do for these people? You know, you have people that are working within your organizations, and you're looking for certain qualities of these people. You know, are they dependable? Are they loyal? Do they have the ability? Do they have a positive mental attitude? Do they go the extra mile? Do they have applied faith? And there's a lot of people working within these organizations that don't have that. You and I were just talking about that a little while ago. So these six things I can pick up on in you, right?
Well, you mean that I'm dependable, loyal, I have ability, that I have a positive mental attitude, that I'm willing to go the extra mile, and that I apply my faith to make...
100%.
Yeah, well, okay, 100%. So I'm sort of transparent, huh?
Yeah, so I can pick up on that.
Well, that's good. That means that I'm projecting good stuff to people then.
However, I was able to pick up on that because I feel that I'm one with those things because I'm practicing those things, wanting to be those things as well. So when I come across someone, I'm looking for those things automatically. And, you know, you might not be able to detect them the first time around.
No,
you
it and takes I have been a together, lot of time.
Yeah, well, we've been together, you know, several months meeting and talking.
Well,
and
you have to also give somebody the ability to not be like that.
Well, if
somebody's not like that, and I'm tapping the table because I have a list of this stuff, I wrote it down earlier, is if somebody's not like that, I want them out of my life. And I take a lot of effective action against people like that, and I get them out of my life, period.
Well, there's a lot of people in leadership roles or management roles that are not taking that action, right? First of all, there's a lot of leaders who are in leadership positions who are really not true leaders. They're not inspiring, they're not empowering.
Well, sometimes they just Peter principled up. They were the lead guy on the cash register, then they stayed 10 years and they got to work in the back.
Exactly.
Then they became the assistant manager and now they're promoted to the manager, but they never had class one other than, you know, Joe Blow University of the company.
Right.
If they were lucky. And Joe Blow University of the company was designed by somebody that never met them.
Right. So it's a lot of the times we're investing a lot of time, energy, our resources into people, of course, because we have to. But if we're not keeping our consciousness on these six qualifications that they must have, then we can be holding on to the wrong people for a very long time. So you're in the front door, you're trying to get them to let's go. I want you to be more positive, and I want you to, you know, go the extra mile. Well, Jim, let them go. Because all along at the back door, Tommy, Sammy, or, you know, Samantha, whoever it is, they are one with these qualities, but they can't come in and fill this spot because there's no vacancy. You're holding on to the wrong people.
Well, and this is the Wall Street or, you know, the big company thing, or maybe it's, I forget, well, there's one company that's famous for cutting their bottom 10% every year and moving on. Wanda, how much time do we have left? 1 minute. Wanda puts up the "we're number one" sign. All right. Well, so Michael, for wrapping up this first half hour, what is it that's a good takeaway that you want people, if, you know, I'm sitting there and my company brought me in and you're up at the front and you made your talk, high five, I came up to you, we had a nice discussion. What's the one takeaway you want to make sure I got when I'm leaving one of your sessions?
Go to missingplaybook.com, because there you can learn about the different modules of the playbook, so that way you can understand what's missing in your life, because we're all missing philosophy, methods that are going to lead us from where we are to where we want to go. It's just learning about information, becoming aware of things that we're not aware of, so we can make the adjustments, right, in our mindset and our thinking, so we can make the changes, so we can be positive and live a prosperous life. We don't have to have the chaos and the suffering and the pain.
Well, life is all about adjustments. We're going to hear about some of the adjustments that Michael suggests for me after the break. So make sure to stick with us around the corner, because we're going to have more Michael Cooper. He's going to have great information that you can use to change your life today. I know I'm going to use it to change mine. Wandita, it's yours. We're doing a little Facebook stuff. We're still learning everything. It's summer, and summer's the time for trials and learning stuff. We got Michael Cooper here helping me get my human performance funk on. And, well, it's time for us to talk a little Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and you know what that means. Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, red cap service. Hey, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's be happy.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz, time saver traffic.
Busy in Miami-Dade, we're looking at traffic congestion on 95 northbound from downtown up past 125th Street. Express side slow as well from the 112 up past 151st. And we're delayed on the turnpike extension from 74th towards 106th. Dolphin slow eastbound from 45th Avenue towards Lejeune. And we're delayed in Broward on 95 southbound between Commercial and Griffin Road. That's your South Florida traffic.
All right, it's time to read the Spectrum Mortgage ad. You know, if you're looking for a loan and you just can't find the right bank because your loan doesn't fit into the square box, well, you give us a call at Spectrum Mortgage. You call me at 305-773-6300. We do great loans for non-resident foreign aliens. In fact, we got the best program in town. Venezuelan, Argentinian, Brazilian, Colombian, doesn't matter. Hey, even if you're an American, we can get you financed. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Short sale, poor credit. Maybe you want a little extra proceeds. Like I said, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you get your financing. You need debt, you need equity, you need a private loan. We do all those things at Spectrum. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. So what I'm asking you on is, can people see me on Facebook? Because I'm still trying to time out how much power I need, and I ran out of power. I had to move the camera. Can they see both Michael and I on Facebook?
I'm looking. Hang on.
Yeah, you're doing.
You keep doing your show there, buddy.
All right, we're going to do our show. We're back with Michael Cooper. Michael is the human performance mentor. He's got his. Where do people go to get your information? It was the thing you gave the last.
Missingplaybook.com.
There you go. So can we talk a little bit about what's in the playbook?
Sure.
Well, how does it apply to me? We were talking about you were giving me a session. What's going on here?
Oh, that's what we're doing.
So well, first, I'm ready to roll here.
All right. So the first thing we do is we need to have balance, right? So there's an exercise I do. I create. And a lot of people out there probably have heard of the Wheel of Life. So it's a circle, and you can imagine like five pie pieces.
Right, right.
So one of the pieces is spirituality. You have relationships, health, profession, financial. So if the middle of the wheel is a zero, meaning it's the least fulfilled you are in these areas of your life, and the outer edge is a 10, being the most fulfilled with your life, I'll ask you, how fulfilled are you in all these areas? So as you're going through, and
what are the things? I'll give you my number.
Okay. So how fulfilled would you say you are spiritually? Like your connection to the Creator, God, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it.
What is it? 1 to 5? 0 to 10? 9.5.
9.5.
9.5.
Okay. So what about your relationships? All of your relationships. Relationship with this source of creation, with yourself, with the people in your life. How fulfilled are you with all of your relationships? 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay, so now you think about your health, mentally, physically, emotionally. How fulfilled did you say you are with your health?
6.
6. Okay, now.
Because I got that bad back and you know, all that.
Now,
other
what
stuff.
About professionally? How fulfilled are you professionally? You have a lot of things going on in your life.
You know, actually.
So 0 to 10, how fulfilled are you with. Now, you think about every area of your life.
I'm about to give it to you.
Give it to me.
Unequivocally, I would say 9.5 because I'm living the dream. Just because I ain't got where I'm going doesn't mean I'm not enjoying the ride.
Are you doing what you love, loving what you do in every area of your life?
Yeah, I made changes so that would be the case.
Okay.
Heavy changes.
All right.
I took a lot of risks.
Okay, now financially, how fulfilled are you there, 0 to 10?
Oh, 1.
A 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we took the 9.5 set, like we shaded in all these, you know, areas of the
They're
wheel.
They're weighted the same?
Well, what's going to happen is if that's the new wheel that you're going to travel
right.
down on the road on,
right.
it's going to be a bumpy ride. So I'm sure you have bumps in your ride, right? You're not on this... You want to
be on the highway to Happy City. Yeah,
but
I want to
say, you're on
I gave the wrong
road.
Number to the last one. I think I'm probably at 4.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
4,
thanks.
7, 6, 2. You're giving numbers.
I'm not
that
at
you
10.
Think,
I'm well, not at 10.
Hey.
And aren't we, isn't the goal to get a 10 on everything?
Yes. Now, you're giving yourself numbers that you think you are, but they might not be what you actually are. So as we go through the process... And we start to unpack, which is another area of what we do in the playbook.
Right.
You have feelings, you have emotions that are buried alive throughout all these different areas of your life. You need to unpack your relationships. You need to unpack. So, like, you start making these timelines 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, 31 through 40.
I'm
not going to go all the way up to where you are as far as on your numbers, but you start to go back and you start to just review your life. Like, all the things that you went through in your life 100% created the man you are today, doing the things that you're doing. You were part of this university of the universe. So a lot of people are carrying around a lot of feelings buried alive because we don't know how to express ourselves. We suppress things. So think about in the first 10 years of your life when you're, you know, an infant going to 10, you didn't know how to express yourself. So we threw temper tantrums. We slammed doors. We whatever we did. Now, the second decade of our lives, you're laughing.
So no, because I used to tell my wife when I first met her, please, for the first half hour when I get home from work, please don't be the door.
Well, when you go through this second decade of life, 11 through 20,
right,
you're experiencing a lot of other things. And, you know, we become teenagers. We think we know everything. Don't tell me what to do. You're the idiot. That's how we talk to our parents.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of things
that's
know.
The way things were when you were a kid.
Right. So there's a lot of things we know during that time, and there's a lot of things we don't know, and there's a lot of things we don't know that we don't know that we need to know. So we get into now purpose and vision and goals,
right,
which I call PVG. It's like the GPS. So purpose, we need to establish what our purpose is in all these areas of our lives. So what's my purpose spiritually? What's my purpose with my relationships and my health and my profession and financially? What is it that I want? What is it that I desire? We all basically desire, but what we want needs to be a burning desire. It needs to be an obsession, something you can't live without. Like, I want to have those conscious, loving relationships. I want to have that financial freedom, not just solely for myself, but I want to share this with the world. I want to serve a higher purpose. And you start to build a vision of what that looks like. Very clear, very crystal inside, in the invisible. Okay, it needs to be crystallized in there first. And then you can start to bring it into, it'll start to just naturally, you know, come into physical form. And then you can start setting goals that are aligned with the purpose and the vision. So you can go out today and you can ask anybody you want
to
ask.
This is something I can do today to make my life better immediately?
You should start doing it immediately. I when I'm working with my clients, I'm having them PVG every day. Before you go to bed at night, you need to establish what your purpose is, build your vision, set your goals. You wake up in the morning, you do it again. It's mental training. I call it SMG. You're going into the spiritual mental gym with me. Most people don't want to do that.
Oh, dude, I'm in there every day. I'm in jail with myself in there, morning, noon, and night.
Take away that jail word.
Fine-tuning.
See that auto-suggestion that you just suggest yourself it's a jail? No, it's a freedom. It's a peace. It's a heaven on earth when you go into that space because you're going into your inner knower. Okay, when you go and you start to, when you start to tap into everybody else telling you what you should or shouldn't do, okay, and it's not in alignment with what you want to do, that can be a jail.
Well, actually, let me rephrase that, because what it really is my tabernacle. Because at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, I'm connecting spiritually. Right. If I'm having a little trouble sleeping and I'm waking up at 3-4 in the morning, I envision a spiritual.
Well, you're definitely being awakened. That's for sure.
Yeah, I am. Most other people would say that it was God talking to him in the middle of the night.
Well, sure.
With me, it's just my subconscious talking to me, and I'm trying to.
Subconscious is our connection to this infinite intelligence, the source, this creator. So.
Well, that's all I'm doing all day long is replays and fine tuning and coming up with new projections for next tomorrow.
Well, of course, we're all doing that. But the thing is, we need to not just leave it, you know, in space in our minds. We have thousands and thousands of thoughts every single day. And we need to get specific with what it is we want on paper or on a Word document, whatever. You start to write it out very clear what you want. So when I start having
That's scary, Mike.
Well, it is for a lot of people until you learn how to do it. It's a learned behavior. It's just like when you started to learn how to walk and you started to learn how to put food in your mouth.
Sounds to me like what it takes is somebody needs to have the courage to improve.
Well, sure.
Well, that's what it's easy to do the same thing. It's hard to step out and take risks.
It's simple to do what I'm talking about, but what's not easy is that you're going to be faced with this adversary, this opponent. So when you know that you should do something, okay, and everything I'm talking about right now is just stuff that comes from the missing playbook. So, you know, when you have challenges and obstacles, okay, there's this voice that's going to come into you, says, no, don't do that. It's going to be tough. Or mom said, you know, it's going to take you a long time or you need to go.
You said a great thing last week. You said that when we were talking on the phone, we just to bring everybody up to date, Michael and I started this conversation last Thursday at 7:10 when he called me and said, great show. Hey, you know, this is something I picked up on. Now I forgot what I was talking about.
I came up with something you said. I said something great. What was it?
Oh, I don't know, but it was great. I know it was. So anyway, going back to it, is that really what? I know what it was. So Michael, what it is that I have to feed my brain the great food. The folks up in the Aventura Hospital, that's what they tell me all the time, is that you got to feed yourself great food because your brain is what you feed it.
Yes. So you have an opportunity to go into the feed store, right?
Yeah.
And the soulful food, you can either feed your subconscious with positive, loving, compassionate, pureness of your heart energy type of food, or you can feed it with danger and ugliness. And
well, but that was what the 80s was all about. The 80s was all about greed and lashing yourself on the back until you made it forward. I'd like to think that I'm one of the oldest millennials, and I work very hard at having the focus that it seems like they project that they do, which is that I want to make sure everything is good around me and positive, and let's move forward as a team. With that, Wanda, how much more time do we have left in this segment, my teammate? 1 minute. She's giving us the 1 minute. Why don't we do this, Wanda? Why don't we go to break now, and that way Michael can have a real good long segment. We're going to give Michael the four segment to no real estate talk today, all going to be about positive energy and human performance and everything else. Now I've used up that extra minute. So, Wanda, everybody stick with us. We'll have the final segment today. We're going to talk about things you can do today to make your life better now. So stick with me, Wanda. It's yours. Well, we're all fired up with Pat Benatar. High five to Wanda for finding Pat Benatar and playing Pat Benatar. Thanks, Wanda. It's good to know that we've got Pat Benatar out there. Okay, hey. All right, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why I have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional. I'm going to go through that again because I made that like perfunctory. I'm starting at the top. I'm taking pride in this. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me some more of that Pat Benatar.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
When Cliff Floyd joined the Fish family, he showed fans a versatile set of skills. Whether he was knocking out 31 homers and collecting 103 RBI with a team-leading 317 batting average, or whether it was robbing an impressive 27 bags in a single season, join us on August 13th for the next All-Star Saturday when your Miami Marlins host the American League Chicago White Sox. The first 5,000 fans receive an All-Star bobblehead of Marlins outfielder Cliff Floyd, presented by Rico. Purchase your tickets today at Marlins.com.
All right, we're back and we're going to talk about how I can help you, and I can help you right now. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you call Warren Henry. If you need a mortgage and it doesn't fit into the box, you call me. You call Jim Fried at 305 773-6300. Sorry for putting that in your face, Mike. Now, hey, if you're a non-resident foreign alien, if you're from Brazil, if you're from Colombia, Argentina, Venezuela, even the United States, we can help you get a mortgage. Give me a call again at 305-773-6300, residential, commercial, either. I'm quoting on a portfolio loan right now for a whole bunch of lots in a place up in Broward County. I can't say exactly where. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I want to help you get your mortgage. I want to help you achieve your aspirational dreams. I want to help you. When you call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back for the final segment. We're here with human performance expert Michael Cooper. Michael's helping me have a tune-up on the air. We've talked about some really great stuff. And what I really like to do, Michael, is I'd like to go back, because a lot of people turn in at the end of the show. They didn't hear the beginning of the show. And what I really want to talk about is your big six that people need to look at when they're team building. You know, the real important thing about success in business today is that you really need a team environment to do it. And a lot of people that are picking the team, putting the team together, or inheriting the team may not be too happy with the performance of the team, and that all goes to who the members of the team are. And with that, I toss it to you, Mr. Softball.
Well, attitude does 100% reflect leadership. So when you're thinking about leadership, you're talking about, you know, there's certain qualities when you're putting together a mastermind, right? Two or more minds working in a spirit of perfect harmony with each other. There needs to be these qualifications put in place, which is from my studying of over 20 years of the Napoleon Hill information. I, you know, became a certified leader from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So I paid attention to the things that he shared with me through my listenings of his, you know, of his programs and things like that. But, you know, you have to find people who are dependable, right? And you have to find people who are loyal. And if they're not dependable and loyal, then I don't need to look and to see if they even have the ability to do what they say they're going to do, right? I stop right there. Now, they also have to have a positive mental attitude, go the extra mile, have applied faith. So I talk and I go into organizations and they'll say, well, you know, I can depend on this person. They're very loyal. They are kind of a neg bomb. Like, they're very negative. I'm like, well, then you need to either improve that to where they can have a positive mental attitude, because her negative mental attitude is penalizing not only her as an individual, but it's penalizing the organization, because this universe, it rewards a positive mental attitude and it penalizes a negative mental attitude. So I need to make sure that she can actually develop a positive mental attitude. If she can't, or if he can't, whoever it is we're talking about, we need to remove them from the team. The problem with that is leaders, like we were just talking about a little while ago, they're afraid to do that. Like, I just spoke into an organization, you know, they had their people in there and they're talking about how they have all this, you know, experience and they're these top leaders. And I'm like, and I'm talking about how to form this mastermind alliance. They have a team of four, or a team of 10, or whatever it is that you have, right? And one of the guys said, well, if I were to go by this, I would get rid of everybody on my team. And I said, well, then you 100% need to do that. Correct. I said, do you have peace of mind with this team? He's like, no. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled with this team? No. Well, then when are you going to start making a change? I know you know this stuff, because they'll always say, oh, I know this. You know, I've heard it before. I've been doing this 20 years. And I'm glad you know what you know, right? Knowledge is what you know, but wisdom is what you do. And it's not very wise of you to not make these changes.
Well, Michael, if people want to hear a lot of your stuff, we'll have this segment up on the internet probably tomorrow or Saturday at the latest, www.freedonbusiness.com. They can go through it. But if they want to get to you or they want to get the playbook, how do they find you?
Well, go to missingplaybook.com. That'll lead you right to the information of the missing playbook. Also, humanperformancementors.com is our, you know, obviously our main site, but missingplaybook.com. Get in there. Start to become aware of what these modules are. Module one is called Clear the Way. Module two is Journeying into the Mind. Module 3 is Emotional Intelligence. Module 4 is Knowing Your Opponent. Module 5 is The Way of the Champion. And Module 6 is Initiative and Leadership. It's a recipe. You need to have all six to be successful in this game of life.
You're coming back on the show. I want to thank our sponsors, The Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, let's see who else, Espresso Marketing, and of course, Lauren's Kids. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the air, up on my website, www.freedombusiness.com. Probably by tomorrow, as soon as Robert gets it up. Hey, I want to make sure that you know I appreciate you, because without you, my listeners, there'd be no show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. In fact, this whole show is going to be up on Facebook. It already is. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. Gets bunches of hits. Like I said, if you missed today's show, it'll be up real soon on www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business next week. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. We're going to have international real estate. We're going to be talking with some great people on international real estate. I do this every Thursday because I love it. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's yours.
Talks.